All right, so it's 9:55. It's probably not 9:55.
No, it's almost 9 o'clock.
Okay, so I've been through three different time zones.
Yeah.
I'm sitting with Phil. I'm sitting with Phil from Brooklyn, the organizer of the original Phil Campbell Convention, which happened in 2005. And it's been a bit of a wild ride, hasn't it, Phil? Really, to be honest. I mean, like, you've got a full-time job as it is in Brooklyn, and originally this was a convention for 2011 to get Phil Campbell's from all around the world, right?
Yeah, that's right.
And most people who listen to my audio book will know the backstory about it going from a convention to a relief effort. So you arrived yesterday or the day before that?
I arrived Tuesday morning.
All right.
And actually around noon in Phil Campbell, Alabama.
Yeah, yeah.
And, you know, it's because we are... The Phil Campbells are almost considered co-organizers of the town festival. The way this is going, they've renamed the festival to the I'm with Phil.
Shit.
Yeah,
it's
I'm with Phil. Like, it depends on where you look at it, but they've actually put in I'm with Phil as part of the hoedown name.
Okay.
So
that's awesome.
They So I'm with Phil is the campaign has taken over basically.
Shit.
You'll be surprised how pleased people are to see you and meet us. People love.
That's rare for me, to be honest.
Yeah, I know. I know.
Maybe
my first impressions of you. No,
yeah,
I'm just kidding.
Yeah, no. Yeah, that's cool. I mean, to be honest, it's been amazing to watch because it's gone from this, you know, convention, which to me was what I originally sort of like thought. Yeah, I heard about the town in 2005, forgot about it for 6 years.
Yeah.
I found it from Wikipedia.
Like, I was actually 95.
Right.
But it was 95, it was 16 years ago.
Right, so 2005 I heard about it.
Oh, okay.
Yeah. So 2005, I don't know if you know the story, but I came over to San Francisco for a video blogging award ceremony.
Oh, yeah.
And typical ego and vanity, I went to sleep drunk with an award in my hand. Like, woke up next morning, did a search for Phil Campbell, uh-huh. thinking that I might have been blogged about or I might have done something that I shouldn't have done or there was a photo or something.
Yeah,
and the first link was a Wikipedia entry for the town.
Yeah.
So I was like, "That." And so I'm
That's
drunk.
Interesting.
I was like,
What's
it? I don't even know what this is. So it was a bucket list thing.
That
one day in my life I would go to Phil Campbell.
Oh, sure.
And 6 years went by, forgot all about it. And then this came up and it was like, well, I've got no choice. I have to go now.
There's
a convention. It just all ties together. So, I mean, how did you internalize this? I mean... You've done a hell of a lot of organizing, a hell of a lot of running around. I don't know if this is you're used to this kind of stuff, but how did you switch mode from?
Well, I had some experience as a grassroots organizer before and you'll see the movie tonight about the political campaign I managed
for
a guy.
Okay.
And so that was four really intense months of my life of just this kind of thing of like, do this, do that, do this, and it primed me a little bit for it. I've spent the last 4 years writing by myself when I'm not in corporate America.
Gotcha.
So, trying to stay away from society while I close my room, you know, the door and then just try to write. So, it's been an incredible shift and I'm still a little dizzy from this experience and nothing like yesterday feels like a year ago just because I've got what I have to do now right in front of me.
Right.
I don't like a packed schedule.
I'm not
a fan of this.
Me neither.
But I feel some weird debt to the town because allowed me, because in 95 when we held that convention, it was a weird thing. I mean, you know, I was 22 years old and I was a journalist and I was a very awkward, shy kid. And so my job as a journalist was a very reactive job. I learned how to respond to other people. But this was an idea that I put out to the world by myself,
right.
And people responded.
Yeah,
and so it was so shocking to see. Oh my God, I could get a guy from California to get in his RV and drive out across the country to this thing, and I could get a guy to fly in from Colorado and New Hampshire and blah blah blah. And it was like so shocking as a 22-year-old to think, wow, you just have a good idea, you can put out there, and people will respond.
Right,
they don't care who you are personally.
No,
you know. So. Going on that and the idea, like years after I would tell the story of the Phil Campbell convention, because Phil Campbell is a kind of a bland name as far as I'm concerned. It wasn't something
just,
like I named my kid Mungo because I think it's a stronger name, you know, like I don't want him to have a name like Phil.
Nice.
But You know, so I tell the story of the Phil Campbell Convention over the years, and I started to feel this investment in the town and the town's well-being because, well, if Phil Campbell, the town is gone, who am I? You know, like this weird like connection. And when the tornado hit and I got the voicemail from Rita Barton of the Parks and Recs Department of Phil Campbell, it was automatically knew I was in for something.
Yeah.
Something was going to happen, and it wasn't just this other place that had a misfortune happened to it.
Yeah.
So, you know, we just, you know, seeing that there were Phil Campbells around the world who wanted to know what I thought, I felt like I had to step up.
Right. I can totally understand that. So, progress has been swift, really. I mean, it was an interesting thing how things have sort of got to a plateau and then fallen down and got to a plateau again. So, you know, the Habitat for Humanity original quote for 70,000, then finding out it was 35,000.
Yeah.
The donations that have come in, the support people who've been calling these corporations.
Yeah.
Amazing, right?
And you jumping in and being this webmaster.
Yeah, but the thing is...
arm of things that, like, I wouldn't have had half the things happen if, like, the internet side hadn't been there.
But but here's the interesting thing for me is that the original idea of coming here was,
yeah,
I want to see what, from a social perspective, what the trajectories of all these different Phil Campbells have done in their lives.
Yeah, yeah.
Just to see if there was any kind of similarities, you know?
Yeah, yeah.
Because I'm intrigued if, you know, you put that much Phil Campbell in a room, what happens?
It's interesting. I want to hear these stories too, and I don't know if there's going to be time, but like Phil Campbell from Wisconsin, he's not a talkative guy.
No.
He's a retired dairy farmer.
No,
and I just tell you the story because I don't know if he'll get it out of him.
Right.
But he went to the Phil Campbell Convention in 95
with his
wife and his kids. It was the last vacation they had as a family together. His wife then died.
Holy crap.
Not too much longer. So when he called me just 3 weeks ago, because he is not on Facebook, his internet.
Doesn't use all that stuff. Right.
He wanted to know what was going on because he got the letter, because we made sure that everybody in America and Canada got a letter as well.
I hear you.
You know, so we sent letters out. We got a lot of people not on Facebook who get letters.
Yeah.
These letters are actually coming. He just got in his car and drove. You know, and he's got a mattress in the back of his truck, and he's been sleeping in the back of his truck. He has this emotional connection to this town because it was this vacation,
sure, right?
Big vacation for him, and he's using my shower, like, you know, because he needs a place to sleep or a place to clean up, but so that was really powerful. He's a very quiet fella,
right?
And the emotion is, runs really deep, even though you don't get it's touching.
I'm normally pretty sensitive to stuff like that. I've been doing this quite a while, but I'm still intrigued. Maybe I'll just be on the periphery and look in and see if there's any similarities. But
it's a funhouse mirror kind of, like funhouse hall. Like, you look at these other people and, like, could I have been that guy?
Yeah, I mean, you don't know who's. I put it down to this idea of, you know, maybe multi-parallel universes, and there's a Phil Campbell doing something somewhere.
Yeah.
And yet I'm actually getting to meet them all in one space. That's weird.
It'll blow your mind.
Yeah. So, talking about the town a little bit. So, you know, I'm quite keen to push and make as much content, audio, video, pictures as possible, because more of that stuff, as remote viewers, can donate and go to the website and do all that sort of stuff. So what's the plan for today? I know you've had three major media companies wanting to talk to you, right?
We've got like five.
Five?
New York Times, ABC News, CBS News, NBC News, BBC TV.
Holy shit.
Al Jazeera English. I don't know where they count on the spectrum of things.
They're big, Al Jazeera.
Yeah. Well, the English
for
version.
Europe. Yeah, yeah. And all over.
NPR in a couple hours. I got an NPR interview in 2 hours for their All Things Considered segment.
Wow.
It is blown up. Completely blown up.
Good.
And what shocked me was that, like, you talk to the mad thing is you talk to ABC News and they want to know what NBC wants to do, and so I'm like, I have to be like, I'm totally neutral with this.
No,
just, you know, like, yeah. I'm telling these reporters, like, you want to blow, you want to say no just because they're, let it go,
yeah,
and forget it.
Yeah,
I don't have the time.
No,
negotiate.
It's not about all that stuff.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. But everybody is covering this. Everyone. And already Wall Street Journal having covered it, BBC Radio having covered it, it's gone everywhere.
Cool. Well, I'm just gonna have some breakfast.
Oh.
And we're gonna catch up with stuff. Chrissy is back at the building around the corner, some like flats that we're staying in because we couldn't get in here last night. And then I guess we're gonna head down around.
Yeah, we need to head down soon, actually.
Let's go. I'll just tell Chrissy that we're going, and then she can drive up with us or follow us down or whatever. All right.